Subsequent to spending a lot of Biden's term and relative stowing away, Kamala Harris has made a great deal of information recently. Tragically for her, none of it has been great. From exploding on digital broadcast hosts to claims that bigotry and sexism are driving her endorsement down, it's been an endless series of struggles for the VP. What's more, to say the least, she's taken care of none of it well. That is most likely why she's doing a meeting on CBS News this Sunday. When nothing else is working, get out before the terrible news, I assume. And keeping in mind that the vast majority of the meeting is under ban for a few additional days, we are getting some spilled scraps. In one, Harris is asked what she feels like the top public safety issue is for the United States. Her response illustrates her judgment. By and by, I track down this thought of our majority rules system being in grave peril from homegrown dangers, to not exclusively be idiotic, however hazardous. At the point when an administration starts to turn an account, that it should be given more ability to focus on its own residents as far as anyone can tell securing itself, that never leads any place great. That worry turns out to be outright rubbish also. January 6 was a blip on the radar, that blurred as fast as it began. It didn't and doesn't address some always-present peril prowling to cut down our majority rule government, plus, we are a republic, yet I stray. Liberals are as a rule in an exposed fashion political, when they keep on causing it to appear as though our arrangement of government is wavering on the edge, just savable by enacting a huge bureaucratic takeover of races. Past that, Harris's response shows the particular ineptitude with which she so regularly works. In spite of what she says, the United States really faces numerous public safety dangers outside our own boundaries, with China addressing the highest point of the pile. That socialist country keeps on infringing on opportunity all over the planet, however militarily and through savage advance plans, where they basically enslave helpless nations in places like Africa and South America. For a VP to not list China, when posed an inquiry about public safety dangers, is a forsakenness of obligation now. Yet, maybe she essentially has no clue about what's going on with her talking. Notice that she by and by utilizes the reason that she can't talk about public safety issues, since they are ordered. Now, I'm not so old, but rather I'm mature enough to recollect past VPs having no issue talking about international strategy with the press. At the point when Harris has posed inquiries in that domain, however, she constantly asserts she doesn't have the legitimate ability to discuss it. That is a trash excuse and focuses to truth that she's ill-equipped to examine such major issues. To put it plainly, the sovereign has no garments.